So, now, in the mornings, what I do, in order to bring up a feeling of loving money, and really getting a feel for it, or I should say, perhaps still practicing to get a really strong feel for it, because it takes a little time, and it's building now each day a little bit. But in order to do this, I first bring myself into a feeling of having money, 3.6 million in the bank. Then when I have that feeling, I hold it for a bit, expand it, make it stronger, make it more believable, and then I switch towards loving money, finding a real feeling of love for money. In other words, not an obsession with money, just a love for it. This is a hard thing to describe, and in words, it almost sounds rather strange to say a love for money. Doesn't that in itself sound obsessive? Because that's what we've been led to believe when we use those words. You're not supposed to love money. That's a bad thing. So it has all kinds of, emotional responses in there. But as I practice it more and think about it, it's necessary to love something to attract it more into our lives. So no matter what we want to bring into our lives, a car, a motorcycle, a house, a family, a relationship, friends, first we use the method of pretending, in a sense, that we already have it to such a degree that we begin to experience the having. This is most important. Once we have that, then we set about a feeling of love for either this object or whatever it is. Being a relationship we want to create, well then we would bring about a feeling of real love for this relationship. If we're creating friendships, we would bring about a feeling of love for friends and friendship. So no matter what the object is, let's say the object might be new skis. First, we would bring ourselves into feeling and experiencing having the skis, not receiving them, not getting them in the future sometime, but already having them right here. Perhaps they're in our closet. That's where they are. We don't need them at this moment. We don't pull them out at this moment, but there they are. Anytime we want, we can go get them. Once we find a feeling for that, which could take several weeks, it depends on the person. It may only take a few days to get a strong feeling of actually having them. Then we set about a feeling of loving them, a real love for these skis. I mean, that's really why we want them. We want to feel good about them. We want to have fun skiing and enjoy our time. And so, these skis help us to bring about that experience. In a sense, we have a real love for them. And in another sense, that is sending love. It goes back full circle to the beginning. But in a slightly different way, because we remove the obstacles, and with this process, we're slowly removing any resistance towards having these things and allowing them into our lives. Each time we do this process, we remove more resistance. And soon, it becomes as natural as breathing. We think of something we like, we decide that we want it, we already begin to experience it as if it's already in our lives, and through practice, automatically, we begin to love it already, and that means the love is flowing, and it's being created, and next thing you know, it drops into our lives. This is how we use the method to create. As I'm working right now with it, with the 3.6 million. In the last few days, I've been first in the morning, first thing, I bring about a feeling of having a 3.6 million. Then when I have that feeling very strongly, it's there, I've expanded it a little bit more from the day before, made it a little stronger, then I bring about a feeling of loving the money, really loving money, the joy of it, of money coming into my life, going out, the joy it brings other people, really having a sense of love for money. Sounds very easy, not quite as easy as what I thought. It takes practice, and I expect to be working on this probably another 3 months, continuously practicing it. I feel that most of the resistance has come out. And by this time, if you've been practicing along, I think you'll find that most of your main resistance has probably flowed out and evaporated. There might be some small things in there yet, who knows, but I think they will dissipate in time with practice. As we get better with this, going from one object to the next, whatever we choose to create, we become better and better at it. Not only that, but it becomes almost like a system that's built in, that we do naturally. In time, it will become so natural to do it that we probably won't even notice we're already doing it. We'll see something or hear about something and decide that perhaps this would bring great joy into our lives, and we begin already experiencing it, and we begin already loving it, and therefore the whole creating process has already begun. Each time we do this, we open up more and more love, the energy of the universe that creates everything flowing through us. The process that I've gone through, that I've described now on tapes, and which is probably written into books, it will take you through the process and show you some of the things that might be happening along the way, some of the experiences you might be having, the manner of which resistance comes out or shows itself. It's not meant to be a book that just tells you what to do, but basically takes you through step by step from a real person who's done it from start to finish and then described what has happened in the meantime, the experiences, how I felt, how it's changed my moods. All these things are very important to know, especially if resistance comes up sometimes as anger. It's very important to know what that is. Otherwise, the same thing might happen to you, and you have no idea whether this is normal, whether you're doing the whole process right, or whether you've done something wrong. So it's very important to understand what goes through a person as we work through the resistance. Of course, during this whole process, also, it's important to have built up a belief system. See, if we can't believe it, it's very difficult then to continue on for any length of time and to keep playing with it, because it's a feeling thing. And so it's hard to describe 100%. It's not like assembly instructions. But even when you're following instructions and assembling an object, a table, a chair, whatever, a toy, a lot of times things are misunderstood, and then you realize it's not going quite right, and you have to go back to the instructions. And this is why the experiences that I've gone through, how I felt, my moods, and everything that's involved in there, it was important to record that. Because these are like signposts along the way. Now there's one more thing, very important thing to remember. you know that you're doing it right. When you receive back a high intensity level of joy, that basically signals you that you're in the right place. You're doing it just right. You've aligned your energy and your thoughts and your beliefs, and everything is lined up exactly so that you're in a perfect receiving situation. And in turn, your inner self, higher self, the universe, whatever you want to call it, engages a feeling inside us that is extremely, I don't have the words for it. It's very high feeling of joy. It's a little different than most of the other joy. You can almost tell that it was partially induced from my inner self. When I feel this great joy, I know I'm exactly in the right spot. I'm doing everything exactly right. And of course, doing it right is also a level. There isn't just right. It improves each day, each week, each month. As I improve, so does the feeling of incredible joy and happiness also strengthen. So it all builds. Each time I get better at it, it builds. The point is, it won't really engage until you bring up a real feeling of it. A real feeling of having, and a real feeling of loving. It starts somewhere. At the beginning, there may not be much of a feeling. And there wasn't for me. I had a very hard time at the beginning finding a feeling of having the money. It was so foreign, so new, so out of my range. I had a lot of trouble finding it. It took me a long time. I would say probably several weeks. Then I got a little bit of a feeling. And once I got it, something, then I realized, oh, there is something there, and then I could expand on that. And then the feeling got a little stronger and a little stronger as I practiced. The same thing comes for loving something. A lot of us are not used to loving anything. We think we have love inside us and the ability to love, but a lot of us have never really felt much of it. So this also practices at the same time the feeling of loving something and expands it and makes it stronger in such a way that it actually brings us joy. So this whole process has so many different facets to it that it affects so many different areas that it can't help but improve our lives. I mean, it improves our lives in so many different levels. And I haven't even discovered all of them yet. They're just beginning to open more. So as we take this journey together and practice every day and make it a commitment. If it's not a commitment, my friend, it doesn't really work. I mean, this is for you that you're doing this. For you. And in the end, because you're doing this for yourself, you will improve the world in general. Because the better our lives are, the more we have to give to others, the more it helps others to improve their lives, and it creates a chain reaction. A chain reaction of happiness, of abundance. That's what we wanted. Abundance of all things. And to allow that abundance to flow, unrestricted, so that we can be creators and help create a beautiful world. Because the energy that creates everything, in a sense, flows through us. And if we restrict it, well, then we restrict all that there is from creating more beautiful. So that's it. My best to you on your journey.